Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
You know, there are consequences for everything we do, yet we try to sidestep the inevitable. Isaac Newton's third law states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Or more simply put, for the lay people among us, there's a consequence to the stuff that we do. We all know that. Norman Cousins wrote that a human being fashions his consequences as surely as he fashions his goods or his dwelling. We clearly fashion our consequences by making the choices that we make. It naturally follows, then, that when we make a choice, we've also set up a consequence. Consequences are an inevitable part of our lives. We experience the consequences of our own choices, as well as the consequences of the choices of others. It doesn't matter who or what it is that makes a choice, there will be an equal and opposite reaction, or what we call a consequence. Mark Twain came at consequences in a somewhat humorous way when he wrote, "The man that sets out to carry a cat by its tail learns something that will always be useful and which will never grow dim or doubtful." The reality is that there are consequences to every choice that we make. Some choices are pretty smart and some choices are downright stupid and straight up ignorant. Yet whatever the choice, the hope is that we'll learn from the consequences because the consequence is inevitable. Our approach to the consequences of our choices is many and varied. We might attempt to ignore the reality of them at times. After all, ignorance is bliss, right? We might try to write them off as not really too big of a deal and not as bad as they might appear at first blush. We might play them off, try to find humor in them, give them a facelift so they don't look so ominous, or actually position ourselves to embrace them and engage them. We can fear them, laugh at them, be respectful of them, marginalize them, plan for them, or plan to ignore them. Whatever we do with them, they're there, and we know it. Now, in considering the potential consequences of the choices that we're contemplating, we would think that the consequences would cause us to consider or possibly reconsider our choices. In other words, we would think that the consequences would have a rather large hand in determining what we do and do not do. It would seem altogether logical and reasonable to weigh out the consequences of our choices before we make them, and then adjust our choices to maximize or marginalize the consequences. But quite often we do the tail wagging the dog kind of thing. We don't want to modify or sacrifice our choices. We rather like our ideas, or we've warmed up to some plan to the point that it's pretty comfy and cozy and we kind of want to stay there. We don't want to compromise or make alterations. We become angry or put off that there are any consequences in the first place and how much further we could get if we didn't have to deal with the stupid repercussions. We embrace some sort of entitlement that says we should be able to do whatever we want to do without the punitive effects of some pesky consequence. To put it bluntly, we want what we want without irritating obstructions. So our orientation is not to alter our choices, but rather to attempt to alter the consequences of those choices. It's an odd warping kind of turn where we intellectually bend ourselves around some corner where the consequences are seen as an annoying impedance and therefore subject to removal if we can pull that off. It's an effort to remove or at least minimize the consequences so that the choice remains uninhibited. Well, there's a potential cost for removing our consequences. You know, at first blush, attempting to navigate away from consequences or minimizing their impact doesn't sound all that bad. In fact, in certain situations, there's wisdom in this course of action. Seatbelts reduce the consequences of an accident. Fire sprinklers reduce the consequences of a fire. Insurance reduces the consequences of some major life event. Certain types of training can reduce the consequences of life-threatening situations. However, in many instances, we might be very wise to ask what the consequence of removing the consequence might actually be. We might want to ask that because we're likely to miss the impact of those consequences, but the impact will certainly not miss us. So what are the consequences of removing the consequences? Well, how about a changing value system? Sometimes we can reduce the consequences by reducing our values. Why not? Often what's at stake in a choice is our moral and ethical value system. If we didn't care as much, or if we just backed it off a bit, or if we were a bit less fundamentalist in our ethical and moral orientation, the consequences wouldn't seem quite as bad. So if we just loosened up a bit and expanded our ethical boundaries up and out a little, the consequences wouldn't seem quite so harsh. So we sacrifice our values to reduce the consequences. Simply put, the problem is that there's a consequence to the action of compromising our values that's a whole lot bigger than the consequence that we're attempting to avoid. Well, how about we legislate and legalize it? Sometimes the consequences are due to the fact that the action is illegal, or at least partly illegal. So why not make it legal? There are many instances where our culture moves to legalize an entire array of actions and behaviors so that the consequences are legislatively removed. Making something legal doesn't necessarily make that something right. However, too often we blindly correlate the two, assuming that if it's legal, it must be okay. As is often the case, legal does not necessarily equate to legitimate. So, one way to effectively legitimize our actions and eliminate the consequences is to make the action or choice legal. Well, how about ignoring it? Ignoring a consequence is based in the somewhat shaky and rather dim hope that the consequence will go unnoticed and simply go away. If we just set out to ignore something long enough, it's likely to simply dissipate and eventually vanish with no one being the wiser. We run the risk of the consequence coming back to bite us, however. The greater the payoff that it will simply disappear is sufficiently tantalizing that we go ahead and take the risk of getting bit. Newton didn't call his third law a law for nothing. If we ignore our consequences, we will get bit. You know, we would be wise to see consequences as a fortuitous caution regarding the choices we're considering. They are life's precious premonitions, telling us what will happen before it happens. So, do you want to ignore the consequences, circumvent them, or give them your fullest attention and utmost consideration? Your choice will determine the consequences.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.